Welcome to Shakespeare Full Circle, a journey of a circuitous nature into the mind of the Bard of Avon, or as you become more familiar, Uncle Will. I'm your host, Kari Marshall. A hump, a bit of murder, actually a fair amount, and a phrase of unsympathetic dismissal. Today we are talking about, but not exclusively, Uncle Will's disfigured king, Richard III, not wanting to give short shrift to any other monarch. We use that phrase today to talk of cutting something short, or not giving due consideration or credence to an idea or situation. We hear it in reference to comedy.
And I think comics get a short shrift in being cast in regular dramatic parts. I mean,
we hear it in politics.
Long before this recession, the values of hard work and responsibility that built this country had been given short shrift.
But the origins have a somewhat darker undertone, and is another example of Uncle Will's phrases that is not metaphorical in nature. Following the bloody War of the Roses, Richard, who is the current Duke of Gloucester, has set his sights on becoming king. Only one problem: his brother Edward IV currently sits on the throne. When King Edward succumbs to sickness and throws off this mortal coil, Richard imprisons the two young heirs to the throne in the Tower, and has them killed. In Act 3, Scene 4, a council is convened to plan the coronation of Edward VI, but Richard hears that there are some lords, most prominently Hastings, who refuses to support his claim to the throne. This does not go down well, as you would imagine. Richard accuses Hastings' wife of witchcraft and orders his death.
Look how I am bewitched. And this is Edward's wife, that monstrous witch consorted with that harlot, Strumpet Shaw, that by their witchcraft thus have mocked me.
If they have done this deed, my noble lord.
If, thou protector of this damned strumpet, talkst thou to me of ifs, thou art a traitor. Off with his head.
Come, dispatch. The Duke would be at dinner. Make a short shrift. He longs to see your head.
Giving something or someone short shrift is literal here. Shrift comes from shrive, which was a sacrament of reconciliation to free the soul from guilt, or simply, confession before execution. We use this phrase as shorthand for not giving something due consideration. But for Elizabethans, this was far more serious. Heaven and hell were very real, and Uncle Will even writes about the requirements for admittance to the afterlife and the dire consequences for not absolving your soul before death. In Hamlet, Hamlet's father, who was murdered by his brother so he could become king, there seems to be a pattern emerging, tells his son, Hamlet, that since he failed to confess and repent before his death, he was sent to his account with all his imperfections on his head, and is now doomed for a certain term to walk the night, and during the day forced to perform penance in a fiery torment until all of his unconfessed sins are burnt and purged away. The word shrift or shrove has its origins in the Latin scribere, meaning to write, brought to Britain in the Middle Ages from the Germanic peoples, and was heard as the verb schreifen, which was adopted by the church as an act of writing down the penance for sinners. This mutated into shrive or shrove, which is still used today in the last day before Lent, Shrove Tuesday, or Pancake Day. Now, a tasty morsel though this is, let's not give short shrift to the consequence of the contracted confession of Hastings that Richard would have certainly thought would doom his immortal soul. A bitter realization, and pretty hard to swallow, no matter how much maple syrup you use. Well, alas and alack, my friends, that's all we have time for. Join us again next time for another circuitous journey into the mind of Uncle William. I'm Kari Marshall. Farewell until next time. Shakespeare Full Circle is a production of WGTE Public Media. You can learn more and download all episodes at wgte.org/sfc or wherever you get your podcasts.